A new initiative about campaign finance reform has qualified for Washington's November ballot. Initiative 1464 would give all voters in the state vouchers to donate to candidates. A similar idea is already approved in Seattle. KUOW's Paige Browning explains.
The initiative aims to limit the amount of big money in politics. It would introduce what's known as democracy vouchers. Every registered voter would get three $50 credits to give to candidates of their choice. It would only apply to candidates for the state legislature who opt into the program. Initiative campaign manager Peter McCollum says it could empower more candidates to run.
For candidates who haven't been successful before because they didn't have access to big money donors, and this would help address that. It would also help change how candidates run their races now. I think a lot of candidates would like to spend more time focusing on their constituents and less time focusing on fundraising.
Seattle was the first city in the nation to pass a democracy voucher program. It will be rolled out in 2017. Initiative 1464 would also limit how much lobbyists and public contractors could donate. Right now, they can give up to $1,000 to state, county, or local candidates. That would be reduced to $100. The measure would be paid for by requiring all visitors to pay Washington sales tax. Right now, residents of Oregon and some other states can opt out of that tax. The main initiative backers include Democratic politicians and Tea Party activists. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.